Hi, we're looking back on the events of June 6, the day in 1859 when the state of Queensland was proclaimed. Queensland! Thanks, Billy Moore. It was on June 6, 1962 that the Beatles auditioned for George Martin at EMI after they'd been rejected by other record companies.
In 1962, the Silver Beatles recorded a demo. Yeah, I'm gonna search him. No thanks, said Decca's A&R man Dick Rowe. They've got no future.
And in 1999, Tony Lockett kicked his 1,300th goal at the SCG.
Will he write his name in the record book forever?
Come on, play.
With this kick, it's going to go!
June 6 birthdays, Robert Englund, the man responsible for playing one of the most recognised characters in horror movie history, Freddy Krueger, is 72.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Perhaps there was more of me to spread around.
Remember Aussie actor Andrew McFarlane? He's 68. He was on The Flying Doctors, Home and Away, even on Play School, but is best remembered as John on The Sullivans.
Can't help what he feels, though. I mean, of course he resents me, a stranger coming home instead of his mother.
There's a couple of big sporting birthdays. Tennis great Bjorn Borg is 63. He won 5 straight Wimbledon titles between 1976 and 1980 and took out the French Open title 6 times.
Borg with a good shot down the line has held his serve. John McEnroe, the defending champion, feels things slipping away.
And English cricket legend and former captain Mike Gatting is 62.
Just to be a bit more consistent, a bit more disciplined with both bat and ball, and we are capable of actually beating anybody.
Finally, Levi Stubbs was also born on this day. The lead singer of the Four Tops died aged 72 in 2008. They gave us classics like If I Were a Carpenter, Bernadette, Baby I Need Your Loving, and... Remembering Levi Stubbs on June 6.